Hello and welcome to our tape about insomnia. This is Dr. Darlene Treese and thanks so much for joining us. Insomnia means having trouble falling asleep, having trouble staying asleep, or both. Insomnia affects men and women of all ages. In fact, one out of three people suffer at least occasionally from insomnia. The suffering and the consequences of insomnia are very real. The older we get, the more likely we are to have trouble sleeping. For one thing, as we age, sleep tends to be lighter and there are more frequent awakenings. It may also be more difficult to fall back asleep. An 80-year-old person should not expect to sleep the same way he slept when he was 30, but everyone deserves a good night's sleep. Some people have trouble sleeping for just one night. Others have trouble for many nights. The number of times you have trouble sleeping doesn't matter as much as whether or not the sleep problem has next day consequences. The causes of sleep problems may be physical, psychological, or both. Everyone has their own sleep-wake rhythm, and disturbing that rhythm either during the day or night can affect your sleep. Insomnia can be broken down into three basic types. There is transient insomnia. Transient means passing. So transient insomnia is very brief, lasting no more than several nights. It can usually be traced to a specific recent event in our lives, a marriage spat, sleeping in a strange bed, and so forth. Short-term insomnia can last up to 2 or 3 weeks. The causes for short-term insomnia are those that might be affecting us in an ongoing way. Things such as job changes, a divorce, a serious illness, financial worries, or a death in the family. Chronic insomnia lasts longer. The word chronic means persistent. So chronic insomnia lasts for 3 weeks or more. About 10 to 15% of the U.S. population rate their sleep problems as serious. There can sometimes be medical causes for chronic insomnia. It can also result from conditioning or development of bad sleep habits. Being deprived of sleep can be both physically and emotionally agonizing. Prolonged sleeplessness affects how we do our jobs and our happiness at home, and it can even be dangerous. Some 200,000 car accidents every year may be related to falling asleep at the wheel. Sleep loss has been a factor in major industrial accidents, such as the Exxon Valdez oil spill and the Three Mile Island nuclear plant accident. Sleep problems can be helped. I'll give you some simple methods to help you fall asleep better. But remember, you must practice what you learn. Like repeating a golf stroke or a tennis backhand, practicing the basics of good sleep is crucial to sleeping better. Also remember that your sleeplessness may have taken years to develop. So give yourself time to practice and make it fun. Here are 12 proven rules that have helped many people not only sleep better, but feel better when they wake up. This is good advice for everyone. Number 1. Sleep only as much as you need to feel well rested during the following day. Stretching out your sleep is not a good idea. Oversleeping weakens the power of sleep to leave you feeling refreshed. It also resets your natural biological clock. By oversleeping, you are likely to have trouble sleeping the next night. Number 2. Keep a regular schedule. Keep as regular a sleep schedule as is reasonably possible by going to bed and getting up at the same time both weekdays and weekends. This will help you develop a regular sleep-wake rhythm. Number 3. Do not work at falling asleep. When sleep does not overtake you, don't force it. This just creates anxiety that keeps you awake. Get out of bed and do something different for a while. Return to bed when you feel drowsy. Number 4. Reduce unwanted noise and light in your room. Airplanes, car traffic, and unwanted music and light can disturb and lighten your sleep, even if they don't wake you. You may want to investigate ways to minimize the unwanted sounds in your bedroom. Earplugs, or even a low-level background noise, what we call white noise, may be helpful. Number 5. Keep your bedroom at a temperature that is in the comfortable zone for you. A too warm or too cold room can disturb and interrupt your sleep. Number 6. Do not go to bed hungry. A light snack before bedtime may help you fall asleep, as well as prevent hunger pangs that can wake you during the night. But don't overeat before you go to bed either. Indigestion can wake you up too. Number 7. An occasional sleeping pill, when prescribed by your doctor, may be helpful. Habitual use should be avoided. The key word here is habitual. The goal is to help you relearn how to sleep on your own. Follow your doctor's advice to the letter. Take your medicine only as often and for as long as your doctor prescribes. You do not want to become dependent on medication to put you to sleep. Number 8. In the evening, do not drink beverages that contain caffeine. Even if you don't feel it, caffeine, whether it comes from coffee, tea, soft drinks, or chocolate, disturbs your sleep. Number 9. Do not have a nightcap. Although alcohol at bedtime can help a tense person fall asleep, the sleep is less sound. Nightcaps can actually cause you to awaken in the middle of the night. Also, alcohol at night can make you feel groggy the next morning. This includes many of the over-the-counter cold preparations that contain alcohol as well. Number 10. Do not smoke in the evening. Though tobacco satisfies the nicotine addiction, it also acts as a stimulant that can disturb sleep. Number 11. Exercise every day. Occasional exercise may not improve your sleeping. Regular exercise has been shown to deepen sleep, but don't exercise strenuously within 2 hours of bedtime. Number 12. Lead an active life. Your level of daytime activity influences your sleep-wake rhythm. Be active during the day and doing the things you find enjoyable and can help you sleep better. We've just discussed simple rules for improving sleep. Here's another proven method that can really help. If you have difficulty falling asleep, if you lie in bed worrying about falling asleep or wishing you could sleep, sleep restriction is a good method for you to practice. Sleep restriction is actually very simple. What you do is limit the time you spend in bed to the time you normally spend sleeping. This is how less time in bed can mean more time asleep. Sleep restriction is a system designed to make you a more efficient sleeper, meaning that more of the time you spend in bed will be time asleep. Although sleep restriction sounds like you'll be getting less sleep, you'll eventually be getting more sleep. During the first week or two of practicing sleep restriction, you may feel some daytime drowsiness. This is normal for many people, and it's actually a sign that it's working for you. You may not be getting enough sleep, but the sleep you are getting is deeper and more consistent, and eventually will be more refreshing. Sleep restriction is limiting the time you spend in bed to the time you spend sleeping. Here's how to get started. Determine how many hours you actually spend asleep on an average night. Let's say it's 5 hours. Then determine how many hours you spend in bed. Let's say it's 7 hours. So 2 hours each night are spent in bed without sleeping. The next step is to take 2 hours off your bedtime. So, for example, if you normally go to bed at 11 o'clock and lie in bed for 2 hours trying to get to sleep, You'll now go to bed 2 hours later. In this example, you would go to bed at 1 a.m. It's always better to get up at the same time, so go to bed later instead of getting up earlier. Keep track of how you're doing and gradually add time back to sleep. The final objective is to start increasing the amount of time you are actually asleep while in bed. As you get better at this exercise, you can start to increase your bedtime by 15 minutes. In other words, you can go to bed 15 minutes earlier, but you must still get up at the same time every morning. The more you practice these techniques, the better you will become at teaching yourself to sleep more efficiently. Remember, the object of sleep restriction is to decrease the amount of time you lie awake in bed and increase the amount of time you are sleeping in bed. Be sure that you get up at the same time every morning, no matter what time you went to bed. The next thing you will want to do is called stimulus control. This is making your bed a better place to sleep. A stimulus is a signal or cue in the environment. For example, the kitchen table may be a stimulus for eating. Just by sitting at it, our mouths may water and our stomachs gurgle, even if there's no food in front of us. Your bed should be used exclusively for sleep and sex. When you lie down on your bed, it should act as a stimulus to help you fall asleep. But too many people organize much of their lives around their beds. They do their book work there. They read, play cards, eat, watch TV, all in the very place that should be reserved for sleep. Think about what activities you do in bed that are not for the cot. Watch TV, eat meals or snack, do paperwork, read, pay bills, make phone calls, argue, do nails, work a crossword puzzle, and all other things that are not sleeping. Now you can see why you can lie down to go to bed, but not feel like sleeping. Here are 6 very simple proven guidelines to stop those feelings of being energized or wakeful in your bed. 1, lie down only when you intend to go to sleep and only when you're feeling sleepy. 2, do not use your bed for anything but sleep and sex. 3, 10 minutes is the maximum you should lie awake while trying to sleep. 20 minutes if you're over 60. Don't stare at the clock. Use your internal clock to signal when roughly 10 minutes has gone by. Remember, the bed is for sleeping, not for worrying. If you can't fall asleep, get up and go to another room. Only return to your bed when you feel sleepy. 4, if you still can't fall asleep, get up again. Repeat this as many times as necessary. 5, set your alarm and get up the same time every morning, regardless of how much you slept the night before. 6, do not nap during the day. You should only nap if it's always been a part of your daily lifestyle. And even then, you should nap at the same time every day and keep it short, less than 1 hour. Remember, good sleep comes from establishing consistent sleeping patterns. You can also use cognitive techniques to help you sleep. Cognitive means using your conscious mind to develop new thought patterns to help you sleep. There are several methods. The first is called thought stopping. In thought stopping, you willfully force your mind to think the very thoughts that keep you awake. For example, think about your boss chewing you out tomorrow. Mull over it, every detail of it. Then suddenly order yourself to stop. If the thought creeps back in, yell to yourself again, stop. Keep interrupting your unpleasant thoughts with unpleasant commands to yourself. There are 2 explanations of why thought stopping works. First of all, the word stop forces an immediate shifting of our attention, which leads us away from our preoccupying thought. The second idea is that thought stopping proves to us that we do have power over ourselves, more than we think. That awareness can lead us to thinking more self-assuring, self-accepting thoughts, thoughts that are more conducive to sleep. I've even had people wear a rubber band around their wrist, and as they said the word stop, they snapped the rubber band to bring their attention out of that negative thing that they really didn't want to be thinking about anyway. Another cognitive technique is paradoxical intention. Like the anxious baseball player who strikes out because the tying and winning runs are on base and he must get a hit, the person who feels he must sleep can get performance anxiety. A way to combat the anxiety is to tell yourself that you must not fall asleep, but that you must stay awake and for as long as possible. Now you are a win-win situation, whatever happens. In other words, by forcing yourself to stay awake as long as possible, you may naturally become sleepy without putting yourself under pressure. Sighing is also a good cognitive technique. Sometimes we need to blow off steam, literally. We do this by sighing. Inhale deeply through your nose, then pucker your lips and exhale slowly through them, as if you were blowing across a spoonful of hot soup. Make the breathing out last as long as it feels comfortable. As you hear the air leaving your body, imagine the sighing sound is breaking up and draining the tension. Counting is an effective cognitive technique. Close your eyes and relax and count backwards slowly from 100 to 0. As you do, visualize the numerals in some beautiful way. Maybe you see them being written slowly and carefully by a calligrapher. Or maybe you see them on a staircase, each step holding a number lower than the step before. Or try seeing the numbers being drawn on some huge blackboard across the sky and take on all the colors of the sunset. Make each number as large and sweeping as possible and continue until sleep overtakes you. You can also create pictures. Think of an object that you find simple and pleasing. Study every line of it in your mind, appreciating its grace and texture. Or picture a color shifting into beautiful patterns and hues, blending and changing. Picture a quiet setting. Maybe a winter scene with snowflakes softly falling, or a spring day in the country with cows and horses quietly grazing in a meadow. Be sure to feel the picture by engaging all of your senses. When you imagine the beach, feel the sun on your face, your toes squishing in the sand, the breeze against your skin. Smell the ocean air. Another way to picture is imagine that you're being suspended by something other than your mattress. Imagine yourself floating slowly downward like a leaf in the air, or you're descending a very gradual staircase, or you're gliding down a long escalator. The lower you float, the calmer you are. Or be like a raft on the sea, bobbing gently up and down. Another helpful exercise is called progressive relaxation. Many of us tense up without wanting to because of physical or emotional stress. Even though our conscious mind may have learned to tune out our muscular tension, it can still affect our sleep. Ironically, the first step toward becoming less tense is to become more tense. By deliberately causing our muscles to tighten, we learn how to feel this tightness and then produce the opposite sensation of relaxation. Practice the following techniques 15 minutes twice a day. You can learn to do them in the car, and be sure to practice them when you're in bed, They will help you fall asleep. So lie down or sit in a comfortable chair that supports your head and do the following. Make a fist with your left hand without raising your arm. Make it tighter and tighter and tighter. And notice how the feeling gets uncomfortable as the tension moves around your hand and your forearm and your biceps. Hold it just as long as you can. And then relax and open your hand. Feel the tension pouring out from that area. And now do the same thing with your right hand. Make a fist without lifting your arm and make it tighter and tighter and tighter. Squeeze it really hard and feel the tension and the discomfort and hold it and hold it and hold it. And then relax. Open your hand and feel the tension pouring out and the relaxation feeling wonderful. We'll learn progressive relaxation for your entire body on the self-hypnosis side of the tape. Be sure to practice these every day. Well, there you have it, some proven techniques to help you sleep. You spend a long time developing habits that are interfering with your sleep. So now give yourself time to develop some new, more healthy habits. Be patient with yourself. Remember, you've got to practice the exercises consistently to see any benefit from them. Let go of your judgment. Let go of your need to hurry up and master everything immediately. That's what's keeping you awake. And remember, there's more to life than increasing its speed. Have an awesome day. This is your self-hypnosis tape for insomnia to learn how to fall asleep easily and gently and to sleep soundly through the whole night and wake up in the morning refreshed and relaxed and feeling better than you've ever been before. Remember, this is a relaxation tape, so listen to this tape at night when you have a chance to lie down and fall asleep. We're going to begin this tape with a progressive relaxation that we started on the other side. So lie down in your bed and make yourself comfortable. And make a fist with your left hand without lifting your arm. Make it tighter and tighter and tighter. Squeeze just as hard as you can. And note how the feeling gets uncomfortable as the tension moves up your hand and your forearm and into your biceps. Squeeze just as hard as you can for as long as you can. And now relax and open your hand. And feel the tension pouring out from that area. Now do the same thing with your right hand. Make a fist without lifting your arm. Make it tighter and tighter and tighter and just squeeze, squeeze, squeeze as hard as you can. Note how the feeling gets uncomfortable as the tension moves up your hand and your forearm and your biceps. Squeeze even harder every bit of you squeezing hard, 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 and hold it and hold it and hold it, and then relax. And open your hand and feel the tension pouring out from that area. And now open your eyes and raise your eyebrows hard. Your forehead will wrinkle. And hold that pose and feel the tension move up to your brow. And then into your scalp. Open your eyes and raise your eyebrows and hold them hard, 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 and feel the wrinkles in your forehead. And now relax. Pull your eyebrows down and frown hard. Frown and scowl and make it just as tight as you can. Notice that feeling of strain spread over your forehead. Hold it and hold it and frown. Hold it, squeeze it. And now relax. And let your brow become smooth again. Now close your eyelids very hard. Feel the tension around your eyes, your forehead and your scalp. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze your eyes shut. As if you were squinting into the sun, squeeze them hard. And feel that tension build around your eyes and your forehead and your scalp. Squeeze it and hold it and hold it and hold it. And now relax. And now clench your teeth. Feel the tension in your jaw move toward your ears. Clench your teeth just as hard as you can. Feel all that tension build. Harder and harder, feel that tension grow and grow and grow. Hold it just as long as you can. And then relax. Relax your bite. And let your lips open slightly. Now press your tongue against the roof of your mouth. Feel the pressure in the back of your mouth. Feel your tongue pressing against the roof of your mouth. Feel that pressure in the back of your mouth and your chin growing stronger and stronger. Push as hard as you can for as long as you can. Feel that tension build. And then relax. Purse your lips into an O. Feel the tightness overtake your forehead, your scalp, your eyes, and your tongues and your lips. Hold that O. Feel your chin dropping towards your chest. Your upper lip going up to your nose. Make it a giant O and feel that tightness. Hold it and hold it and hold it. Feel that tension. And now relax. Now press your head as far back as it can comfortably go. Press your head far back and lift your chin and feel the tension in the neck. Lift your chin. Point your chin to the ceiling while keeping your head on the pillow. Hold it and hold it. And then relax. Roll your head very slowly to the right and hold it, and then very slowly to the left. Feel the stress move and then disappear from each position. Again, roll your head very slowly to the right and hold. And now very, very slowly roll your head to the left. And hold. Now straighten your head and push it forward until your chin comes against your chest. Feel the tension in your throat and the back of your neck. Hold it, feel that tension, and then return your head to a comfortable position. Now shrug your shoulders high and hold. Make your shoulders touch your ears and hold it and hold it and hold it. Feel that tension build and relax. As your shoulders drop, feel relaxation spread through your neck and throat and shoulders. Now let's work the chest and stomach and lower back. Breathe in and fill your lungs completely with air. Hold your breath. Feel where the tension is. Now exhale. Let your chest become loose as you let your breath leave your lungs gently and without thought. Again, inhale even more deeply. Hold it. And exhale. You should feel more and more tension draining away. Next, tighten your stomach. Try to force breath into your tight stomach. It's difficult. Keep it difficult by pressing your hands on your belly. Make sure your stomach doesn't expand. Hold, then let out your breath. Now arch your back, but do not put strain on your spine. Keep the rest of your body as relaxed as possible. Arch your back and have your belly button reach up to the ceiling. Focus on the tension in your lower back. Hold it, hold it. And now relax deeper and deeper. Now tighten your buttocks and thighs. Flex them by pressing down your heels as hard as you can. Press your heels down. Tighten your buttocks and thighs. Feel that tension and that stress. Hold it, hold it. Dig your heels down as hard as you can. And now relax and feel the difference. Now curl your toes downward by making your calves tense. Steady the tension and hold it. And then relax. And now bend your toes toward your face, creating tension in your shins. Hold it and hold it. And then relax. You've now tensed and relaxed in many muscles of your body. You should feel a welcome sense of relaxation and contentment set in a feeling that it can make it easier to fall asleep. And close your eyes and imagine that a warm, gentle ray of sunlight is shining down at the top of your head, relaxing the muscles of your head and your hair and your scalp, all of those thousands of tiny little muscles. Just relaxing and letting go. Feel that warm sunlight shining on your face. Relax in your forehead, your eyebrows and your eyelids, your nose and your cheeks and your mouth and your chin. Your tongue relaxing and even the bottom of your tongue relaxing. And it feels as if gentle fingertips were smoothing away every line, every wrinkle, every concern and every worry. Feel that warm sunlight shining on your neck and your shoulders, melting away all of the tension and all of the stress, all of the problems and worries and concerns that you've been carrying around. Just feel them melting away from you right now. It's okay to put them down for a while, and you can pick them up later if you need to. And let that warm feeling move through your shoulders and your upper arms, through your elbows and your forearms and your wrists and hands and fingers. And notice how warm and relaxed your hands have become. Feel that warm sunlight shining on your chest and warming your back, relaxing every muscle, every system, every organ of your body. Relaxing, completely relaxing. And let that warm feeling move through your waist and your hips, your thighs and your knees, your calves, and ankles and feet, and even moving up through the ends of your toes. That wonderful relaxation coming into each and every cell of your being. That beautiful healing white light to dispel all negativity, all worry and tension and stress, all problems and concerns, all frustration and annoyance, all regrets for the past and all apprehensions for the future. Dissolving all of those things from each and every cell of your being, and allowing the white light that is within and all around you to absorb that mist in the same way that the sun absorbs the dew on the grass. And you are sinking deeper and deeper into hypnosis, sinking deeper, deeper and deeper. And I want you to imagine as vividly as you can the scene I'm about to describe. And I want you to pretend that you're walking along the beach and it's mid-July and it's very, very comfortable. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun has not yet begun to set, but it's getting low on the horizon. The sun is a golden blazing yellow, the sky a brilliant blue, and the sand a dazzling glistening white in the sunlight. Feel the cold, wet, firm, hardback sand beneath your feet. Taste and smell the thoughts, the salt in the air. How wonderful this feels. How wonderful in every way. And you stop for a moment right where you are and you look back over your shoulder at the way that you've come and the path that you've taken. And you notice that all of your footprints have been erased by the water lapping against the shore. That they serve their purpose to bring you to the point where you are right here and right now. So every frustration and disappointment and failure that you've been through has served its purpose. Every triumph and success has served its purpose. And so you keep the lesson and let go of the experience. And this happens as easily as water lapping against the shore and carrying those things far out to sea and far away from you. And as you look forward to the future, the way that you will walk and the path that you will take, you find that the sand in front of you is also clear and smooth, that there are no footprints that you have to follow. You have nothing to prove and nothing to accomplish. You are completely free to chart your own course and to choose your own way. What a wonderful sense of freedom that brings to you. So find a comfortable spot to sit, and you will write in the sand all of the things that are heavy on your mind that you want to let go of. You can do it with a keyword or a picture or a person's name, whatever signifies what is on your mind that you want to let go of. And start with your family. The names of any people that cause you stress or discomfort or worry or concern. Remember, worry is nothing more than praying for what you do not want to happen. So in this way, you're letting go of worry. To pray and to visualize and to create what you do want to happen. So write down the names of people or events that are on your mind and allow a warm wave from the ocean to carry those things far out to sea and far away from you. Fill your mind and your heart with positive expectations of all things working out even better than you had imagined. with thoughts about your work, the people that you work with and people that you work for, people that you've been associated with in the past, where there may be some negativity that you haven't completely forgiven. Remember, at each point in time, every person is doing the very best that they can, and so are you. Forgiveness is never done to benefit the other person. It's done to benefit ourselves so that we're able to move on to better things. So if there's anyone that you hold a grudge against or have any negativity toward, write their name down. And let a warm wave of unconditional love and forgiveness lap against the shore. And carry those things far out to sea and far away from you. And realize as you do this and completely release and let go, you open up your heart and your mind to even better experiences. Because the lesson is repeated until it's learned. When you've learned the lesson, forgiven the people involved and forgiven yourself, you don't have to repeat the experience or to hold on to it in any way. And now think about all of those things that you have been judging and criticizing within yourself. Criticism never changes a thing. Encouragement allows wonderful things to happen. So release now all of the negativity that you have toward yourself. Write those things down. And have that wonderful feeling of letting them go. And let a warm wave of unconditional love and forgiveness carry those things far out to sea and far away from you. Letting go of that negativity allows all of your energy to be directed into positive thoughts and positive actions to make things better. And you rely on your subconscious mind and that higher part of you that always knows what to say and what to do, to guide and direct every thought and action and word. And if you ever feel that this feeling of being totally relaxed and totally in control is ever leaving you, you can bring it back in an instant. You merely take a deep breath and hold it for a moment and slowly release it and say, "Relax, be at peace." And your body becomes totally relaxed, for all tension and stress just melt away, as an ice cube would melt on a hot sidewalk. And you make an okay sign with the thumb and finger of your right hand, and when you do this, your mind is calm and clear, centered and focused, and your whole being is filled with a sense of confidence and calmness and deep inner peace. Relax once more and know that every time that you do this, that sense becomes even stronger for you. For all of life is nothing more than a series of small decisions. And in each decision, you are choosing health and you are choosing life and you are choosing the very best that life has to offer. And in every situation and every experience, you are totally relaxed and totally in control. And how good that feels. How very good that feels. Relax now and go deeper into sleep and know that in the morning you will awaken at the proper time, the time that you've set for yourself, feeling refreshed and relaxed and energetic and really excited about the day ahead. Knowing that this therapy is truly working for you and how good it feels to share your success with those people close to you. Relax. Sleep deep and comfortable. Let the dreams that you have guide and direct you. Good night, and God bless you.